What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Fresh from Fresh and Fit, he got caught.
Apparently he has knocked up his girlfriend and is basically begging her to get an abortion.
I want the baby because I don't want to kill the baby. I don't want to kill.
You're not. They just give you a pill and it's over.
No. No.
I don't understand how you could go on a sugar daddy site and think that this is... Just the fact that they're on that says enough.
Well, you can't be out there talking about how these women are fraudulent and they have no respect, and then you're doing the same.
And you're on a sugar
daddy. You're a facade. God, you're a facade. It's a facade.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
So, GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolutions being podcasted. I'm excited, man. And disappointed.
Oh, why? What's going on, Dante?
Fresh from Fresh and Fit, he got caught.
Oh, my goodness. I find that hard to believe. He's such a man's man, and he's such a alpha male dating coach and life coach or whatever. How did he get caught? How did Fresh and Fit... That would mean that he's like a fraud, and I can't believe that, Dante.
Oh,
that Fresh and Fit are full of shit.
So hard to believe. And then what gets me is when their fans jump into the comments and tell me, he said this, he said, shut the fuck up. Hmm. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Them dudes is kids. They're kids. They don't get it. The basic premise is they're figuring it out, and maybe when they're little older they'll figure it out, maybe, but I don't know, because
I don't think they'll figure it out. They're nowhere close to figuring it out because they're too busy trying to cosplay as relationship experts, giving horrendous relationship advice, and a lot of it is just hating on women as if that's going to fix things, but that's a whole other subject altogether. But
and they're adversarial yeah, to women. I don't know, you don't like women, that's going to come through too. But yeah, you can like women and just not them. Well, let them be reckless and abusive.
I think the thing is they blame women instead of blaming themselves and fixing themselves. It's easier to just blame women and be angry at women. And it's about fixing your... This podcast is about fixing the relationship from the man's perspective.
It is.
Making better men.
As a person.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
It's our fault. It's always our fault. Everything that goes on wrong in the relationship is our fault.
I'm sorry, Harry.
No, go for it. It's your statement.
Well, it is your fault. But one of the things that when back in the day, and this is another thing we get over and over again, and everybody starts talking about Black Phillip, and they start talking about it, you know, Patrice as if he was immortal, as if he didn't make mistakes. But here's the thing about this. I say this all the time. When we were back in the days, we used to talk, people refer to the old Black Phillip show, and they talk about, I'm kind of a deer hunter. All of that is bullshit. That's what we were thinking about. We were trying to categorize women and make this broad-based generalization of there are different kinds of women. And I'm sure there are some women that are more masculine or less masculine. But here's what I will tell you. A bunny could be a bear and a bear could be a bunny and anywhere in between that. Women are a reflection, a direct reflection of the guy she's sleeping with. And so when you're not tolerant of this masculine behavior, women can be just as much a bunny as a bear to somebody else. And it's so ridiculous to think that you can put women in these categories. Women are usually, first of all, women are malleable and they attach themselves emotionally to the guy. And what the guy gives off is a direct reflection of that. So
people treat you the way you let them treat you,
the way you allow them.
And that's never is that more true than a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you allow a woman to be reckless and abuse, verbally abusive or physically abusive, that's what she's going to do. But if you don't tolerate that, and she's,
it ain't gonna happen.
It's not going to happen.
And even if, and he, let me say this, I think that there are some women who are so toxic and some men who are so toxic that they don't know how to be anything else but what they are. There are guys who are physically abusive that have learned in the course of their life that this is the way you express emotion, express love, because this is, because they grew up with fucked up parents who taught them that. And they've never really challenged their thinking to think that maybe it's a little crazy. I mean, the only reason why people are not beating their kids now is because you can get arrested for it. But the bottom line is, for years, I mean, and there's still people telling other people that they need to beat their kids, that you would think you could beat somebody to teach them how to be nonviolent. It's the same thing that I say. It's like you never should call somebody up to tell them you break up with them.
Right. Oh, that, you know, that you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, I'm calling to tell you, that I'm blocking your number.
Yeah. I'm blocking your number. Calling somebody up and going, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm blocking your number.
Yeah.
Defeats the purpose. But, okay, so fresh and fit. Fresh, if I forget which one is which one is Hall and which one is Oates. And which one is...
The light one. Fresh is the...
Which one's Big Boy and which one's Andre 3000, whatever. But yeah, fresh and fit. He's in this article from Dred's World. Apparently he has knocked up his girlfriend and, is basically begging her to get an abortion, and she has leaked his calls and DMs. So this is a mess all over the place in every essence. So I'm going to read this article here from Dred's World, dredinfo.com. Fresh from Fresh and Fit's podcast, exposed in leaked phone calls and DMs asking his girlfriend for an abortion. Walter Weeks, a.k.a. Fresh from the controversial Fresh and Fit podcast, is currently trending after being exposed in a leaked phone call asking his girlfriend for an abortion. She recorded the conversation and leaked it alongside their DMs for everyone to see.
I want the baby because I don't want to kill the baby. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to.
You're not. They just give you a pill and it's over.
No. No. I'm pregnant.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The pill, they just give it to you from a doctor and then you're good.
I am pregnant. I can't pretending like nothing happened. I can't. In my religion, we don't kill.
You're not killing. Okay.
I want to keep the baby.
Okay. Oof. Well, like I said, I just don't want any kids.
Okay, well, that seems... I like his counterpoint in that is like, well, I this is a negotiation where he has zero power in the negotiation.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying I don't want any kids.
I also like okra.
Both of those things are not going to stop this woman from having the baby.
Okay, so...
Now, can you...
And what you going to do to me?
Nothing. Well, why did I do anything to you?
Nothing.
Why did I do anything to you?
No, I know. So, like, how are you going to deal with this? By saying I don't want a baby? That's all?
Yeah. That's my counter.
Yeah.
I can go to the doctor, I guess.
To the doctor?
Oh, what?
So you want I'm abortion. Not getting ready.
You want abortion?
I mean, yeah. Why do you want a kid now?
And why do you make me pregnant now?
Ooh, why you shot up the club?
There's no way that's true. But then I said, oh, wow. Like,
wait, how is it not true?
Think about it, it's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
God wants you to have the baby.
That's right.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
It is. God wants you to have a baby. 7 years never happened. And then you're you're fucking me for a month. And I'm pregnant.
Wow.
What does that mean?
That ain't much time.
Like now, I just think about it. If you force me to kill the baby, then you are a sin.
You are the sin.
We already sinned by having sex.
That's a good.
It's too late now.
Good counter.
Guess that is a good counter.
If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you have the old Simp stuff he did on Fresh?
Let me find that, it. Man. He had many, many.
He just shot the club up.
But that's also why. If you don't want to have kids, then you have to take precautions. What I mean, you're just gambling. What did you think it was going to be?
You want to have a hot girl summer? All right, bitch. You're going to have a bunch of hot girl summers by yourself.
It's embarrassing for a man to marry a hoe and try to turn her into a housewife.
If you actually wife for one of these girls, bro, you take it seriously? She can't have a pair bond. So what happens is you wife her up, you take her in, and she's hella muscle on her body. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, what do you get? A used, beat up product.
But you can't even be a fucking decent woman and not be a slut? Fuck out of here, bro. No, you dumb bitch. I'm not fucking insecure. I'm very secure in my goddamn confidence. I don't want to fucking wife up no hoe. All right? Bitch, I'm not going to the Lamborghini dealership with 300 bands for a Lambo with 200,000 miles on it, bro. It's bullshit. I need you guys to hold these women accountable, too. They got to meet your metric. We don't want hoes, okay? You want to be a hoe? That's fine. But you got to lay in your fucking bed and sleep there. Most guys, in reality, are not going to accept you for being a hoe and put a ring on it. It's always going to fucking bother them. Okay.
Don't. All I'm going to say now, nigga, it's my turn.
That's, you know, that's the thing that's really sad. It's the pain of that. The pain of them lacking seriousness, lacking confidence. So with his Lamborghini, 300 bands, 200 miles an hour, 1,000 miles on it, not 200. You have to be... If you're not principled, and you everything that you believe is attached to the money that you have, your watch, your chain, all of this stuff, then and you're putting, like, think about how horrible these women are attractive women, but think about what dirtbags and just what kind of human beings they're just horrible human beings. And I get that there's youth, they're young and they're youth. They will all learn to regret this. This lifestyle and these beliefs are what don't come out in the wash comes out in the rinse.
When you say horrible, what do you mean?
Because
their life is horrible, their behavior.
They're selfish and self-centered. And what can I get about people? They're unkind.
Sure.
They're
everything is transactional because literally everything about their love life is transactional, about their sex life anyway. Transactional.
Yeah, and what's happening is Fresh is communicating that he's open for the transaction. That's why laying the five bricks is so important, because it teaches you how to talk to women without it being transactional. You don't look thirsty. This dude looks thirsty. Thank God that they earn money, because they would be lonely. I mean, they're probably still lonely. I mean, you could go. There's chicks who get paid, and the guy, you know, get paid for guys to sheiks in Dubai to poop on them. So all these chicks that you see on this belief system, and that there's no substance in it. They're all girls who have substance in them. But if you're a guy who's just plastic and has no integrity.
Well, you can't be out there talking about how these women are fraudulent and they have no respect, and then you.
And then you
doing the same,
and you're on a sugar
facade. You're a facade. It's a facade.
I don't understand how you could go on a sugar daddy site and think that this is just the fact that they're on that says enough. Says that they're open.
You're telling other people how other guys not to do it. Number one, and how to meet chicks when what you're doing is you're buying chicks. That's what you're doing. You're buying women. That's it. But you're out here teaching guys how game and how to meet women and why women are so shitty and useless.
Pay the bills. You can have anybody you want. And here's the thing. You can't. Because a chick who is looking for some kind of character in a man, some kind of 10 toes down kind of dude, honest, authentic, credible, empathetic, you're not going to find him you're not going to find him there. Because what he's, even the ones, the guys that are on that are saying, I'm willing to pay. Fuck, overlook my flaws. Overlook my, I got money. You got money? You want money? I got money. Overlook my flaws. I don't know. I don't see how that goes. I just don't see how that works. I don't see how you could go. I mean, you're fishing in the desert. You know, literally fishing in the desert for somebody with some kind of character and so on. And it's just what's really unfortunate there's so many guys that are hurting and they're listening to these dudes who are in the same pain as they are.
And they're fraudulent. Yeah. It's just they're misrepresenting themselves. They're just characters playing a part. And it's sad. It's sad, but it was everything we said. It's another one. Chalk more evidence up for us that they're fraudulent and you shouldn't be listening to their relationship advice. They have no business giving relationship advice to anybody.
I think it's turning. I think the tide is turning.
Well, it always does. You can't keep being fraudulent and not get caught. And it came back to burn them. It came back to burn them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not even the stuff. That's the stuff we see. Yeah. God knows that this is going on regularly, you know, regularly.
Yeah,
I mean, man, the thing is painful to watch that girl, him to go kiss her on the cheek and she...
Dude, she doesn't want club, bro. Honestly, she didn't want to do this live stream. She's doing this for me. So I appreciate her for that.
Repulsed. She's repulsed. Even getting paid. I guess he didn't pay her enough.
Yeah.
Where she's well, not...
To me, she's not repulsed. It's just that she's brave. Bravery is when you're disgusted and you're scared that you still step up. That's what brave. She's a brave young soul. Anyway, don't forget to like and subscribe and bang that bell for us so that you know every time we put something up. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? Sexual Revolution being podcasted. Don't forget to follow us on patreon.com/manschool202. Like us on all social media, consultations at DanteNero.com. Click on consult. Harry at advicefromharry@gmail.com. Get out of this, man. Please. We're making jokes of it, but, man, it makes me feel bad. I wish I could talk to those dudes.
Fresh and really? Fit?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen because they're busy making money. Yeah. They only give a fuck about the money. That's all that this is about. If they could make money, they would do a fishing podcast if it made them money. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
That's it. Because
appreciate y'all.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.